Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, February 17th, President's Day. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Pud Kearns of Housewarmers of Greenville. Birthdays, Michael Jordan is 51 today. From bio.com.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan was born February 17, 1963 in Brooklyn, New York, but grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina. Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team as a sophomore for being undersized. By his junior year, Jordan grew 4 inches and was a McDonald's High School All-American his senior year.
Remarkably, if Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player in history, the man many say is the greatest football player ever also has a birthday today. The great Jim Brown is 78 today. Hall of Famers Bobby Mitchell, Bill Parcells, and Sam Huff from NFL Films.
If we had the capabilities today to show him from 15 different angles, people would say that was not a human.
Yeah, he was a freak. At the time, I mean, everybody was in awe of what you were seeing. He was like a before-his-time kind of player.
Yes, he is a ball player of the millennium.
On this day in history, in 1801, one of the strangest political tales in U.S. history, Thomas Jefferson is finally elected president after a tie in the Electoral College and 35 votes in the House of Representatives. Through a quirk in the system, Jefferson's running mate, Aaron Burr, received the same electoral votes as Jefferson. "Works for me," said Burr. From Hip Hughes History.
I mean, what are you talking about? Really? The second guy placed could have become... Well, that's ridiculous. So the 12th Amendment is going to change that, and now we're not going to have that problem anymore. Although it's also important, the last thing to say is that this shows you that the Electoral College is truly an indirect example of democracy, indirect democracy, right? Who chose the president? It wasn't the people directly. It was through the House of Representatives.
At the top of the charts in 1961, believe it or not, Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Bubbles with the number one song in the country, Calcutta. On the KETR events calendar, make your reservations today to see the University Playhouse production of Lauren Gunderson's Exit, Pursued by a Bear. The show will be presented in the Studio Theater Tuesday through Saturday at 8 p.m. with a matinee performance on Sunday at 3 p.m. The play contains language and situations that are not suitable for children. Make reservations by calling 903-886-5900. 903-886-5900. Exit Pursued by a Bear this week, Tuesday through Sunday in the University Playhouse at A&M Commerce. Our thought for the day, only dumb people try to impress smart people. Smart people just do what they do. Thank you, Chris Rock. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Pud talks with us every so often about some of the things going on in Greenville. Last time she was talking about the Shattered Dreams program having to do with teenage driving and safer teenage driving at Greenville High School, but a lot of other events coming up in Greenville and around Greenville and Hunt County over the next few days, few weeks. Rotary Club has a Chili Fest coming
up. Yes, they have that, and it is on Thursday, February 27th, which is actually National Chili Day.
No kidding.
Yeah, it is. And that will be held at the Landmark on Lee Street, which for those of us who grew up in Greenville is also known as the old post office. Or maybe I should say the old, old post office.
Right, right, because we've moved on, I think, two buildings
but
since then.
It's in downtown Greenville. And it is $7 to get a bowl of chili and a good time. And they have a silent auction as well with lots of different things. And they're serving, they do both lunch and dinner. You can take it to go or you can... eat it there, either way. It's good chili and a good time.
And, you know, I've been looking for a reason to go into that building. I would love to go into that building again. And obviously, they've done some nice things there, and it'd be great to go in and see that old building.
You know, another thing that they've done that I think is wonderful is they inherited all the old post office boxes. And if you happen to know the post office box of your, you know, that might have been something that was sentimental to you, your childhood, your parents or grandparents or something, you can buy the box if it's available And they'll actually turn it into a bank or something for you.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's
I have the one that was the original Mary of Puddin' Hill mailbox.
I'll be
and what a treasure.
That is a great thing to have.
Right.
And then you're involved with another Rotary Club that does a flag
program. Yes, the Greenville Daybreak Rotary Club will begin their flag deployments this year. That's, you know, kind of a military term for it, I guess. But we actually put American flags out on a subscription basis 6 times a year. President's Day, Memorial Day, Flag Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, and Veterans Day. It's $36 a year. And we put them in the yard, and then they really are such a beautiful sight around Greenville. If you're interested in subscribing, the email address is flags@greenvilledaybreakrotary.com, and we can take care of you from there.
And that's a great fundraising event for your organization.
We raise about $30,000 a year with that. Yeah, and we actually then turn around and put almost all of it back into the community.
Loretta Lynn coming to Greenville, Texas to
Isn't
perform.
Isn't that awesome? She is coming to the Municipal Auditorium on February 28th, which is a Friday night, and tickets are still available to that. You can go to the City of Greenville website, and there's a link there to the Municipal Auditorium. She's going to do all of her great hits. You know, they have done such a wonderful job of bringing some really great classic country music stars to town. Mm-hmm. And she's only the latest in a string. And I think that's going to be wonderful.
And she is still going strong.
She is.
Yeah. Yeah. She has not slowed down.
No,
I think they'll do quite well with that that concert.
I think so, too.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Now, you were telling me also there's an event that takes place more or less on an ongoing basis, regularly scheduled basis, at the Audie Murphy Museum, which is Golden Oldies Movie Night.
Yes. And, you know, I just think that is so much fun. This year, it's actually going to be on Saturday, February 27th. Starts at 5:30. Admission is free, and they show old movies. Usually they begin with either an old cartoon or an old news feature, like the old black and white features that you would remember from way, way, way back, or maybe your parents or grandparents remember, depending on your age. There's free drinks and popcorn. They do pass the hat if you want to do that. This month's feature is an old Audie Murphy movie. They're not always Audie Murphy. Sometimes they're mysteries or whatever it may be. Most of them are from the 40s and 50s. And it's just a lot of fun. Just go watch an old-time movie with a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, and people do forget that when you went to the movies in the past, you would not just see the feature movie, but there would be the newsreel, the cartoon, all of those things.
That's that right, and so they try to recreate some of that.
Right. Event coming up on March the 4th. This is a gentleman named Randy Daw who's doing a presentation on the Holy Land visit?
Yes, that will actually be what they call the noon lunch break special. It's also at the Audie Murphy Museum. And so it'll take place over the lunch hour on the 4th. And he's just come back from an archaeological dig. And they've been working to see if they can find the copper mines that were the source of King Solomon's wealth. And it's been fascinating to hear him talk about that. And then one more thing to mention, too, is that on Saturday, March 1st, the Greenville High School FFA will be having their annual barbecue and auction. And the barbecue dinner is free, although, again, they'll pass the hat. But the main thing they're wanting for is the auction. And this goes to help kids buy the animals, help them travel, or do things. We have a wonderful, wonderful FFA chapter. Yeah. Lots of good things.
Well, as usual, busy schedule. Lots going on.
You know, we all think we're in these small towns and there's nothing to do. Well, if you look around, there's lots.
Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
I always enjoy it.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.